The post-production movie and video facility under construction in Caseville will likely be complete by the middle of November. While it had a completion date that has passed, construction delays and weather have been a problem. With 5,800 square foot facility on Main Street in Caseville is being partially funded through grant money. Owner of the facility, Bob Brown of Sandpoint, told us about how the facility will be set up.
One-third is a live music recording studio. One-third would be traditional post-production suites, which would be editing suites, sound design, additional dialogue recording, those types of things. And then one-third of the facility is a multi-purpose production slash intimate performance venue, kind of a community enrichment room.
Sandwalker Studios, which Brown said was based on George Lucas's Skywalker facilities, told us how this facility came to be placed in Caseville.
I've always had a dream of doing some of my work out of my house in Caseville, and the studio is really just an offshoot of my career in film.
Brown said his first work out of the facility will have a local flair. It's a documentary which has ties to the Cheeseburger in Caseville event.
Anyway, I decided that because the rumors are always prevalent that Jimmy's coming, and because I work in the entertainment business, I knew Jimmy was never coming. I thought, you know what I'll do is I'll tell a tale on film of an independent filmmaker who decides that he's going to make his quest is to chase Jimmy down and extend an invitation to attend the festival.
He said the documentary will have its debut at Bay Theater in Caseville when completed. Brown noted during a project, employment could ramp up to 150 to 200 people, but in quiet times would have a consistent of 15 to 20 employees. Besides the project, besides the production work, the facility, he said, would also feature local arts and education programs. Stand by for more news.
Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name.
This is Justin Anthus from Reliable Roll-Off in Cass City. When we went into business, we needed to find a financial business partner we could trust. That's why I'm so glad we teamed up with Thumb National Bank. They're as reliable as our roll-off company. The staff at Thumb National not only know my name, they know how we operate our business. They understand our business needs. Thumb National Bank has all the financial products a small business needs to get started, as well as the financial help so we can maintain a productive business. They offer flexible lines of credit, business mortgages, and equipment loans with convenient terms. If you need a business partner you can trust, Thumb National Bank fits the bill.
Thumb National Bank and Trust Company, with locations in Pigeon, Caseville, Cass City, and two locations in Bay City, where relationships are built on trust, an equal opportunity lender and member FDIC.
You want to be where everybody knows your name.
Join Thumb National for the Caseville Homecoming Tailgate Party Friday, September 30th. Enjoy hot dogs, chips, pop, and apples. The fun begins at 6 p.m. at the Caseville School parking lot. The following are the closing bids for Friday, September 30th, 2011, for the cooperative elevator with numerous locations throughout the Thumb area. White wheat, $5.54 down 45. Red wheat, $5.44 down 45. Corn, $5.42 down 40. Soybeans, $10.84 down 51. Oats, $2.25. Navy beans and black beans, call your elevator. Now for the obituary report for Friday, September 30th. James D. Pedler, age 79, of Chandler Township, passed away Thursday morning peacefully at his home, survived by his wife, Carolyn, three children, one son-in-law, 10 grandchildren, 12 great-grandchildren, and two brothers, Ken and Richard Pedler of Caseville. Funeral services will be conducted Monday, 11 a.m. at the Champaign Funeral Chapel in Elkton, with burial in Grand Lawn Cemetery in Windsor Township. Friends may call from 2 p.m. to 9 p.m. Sunday and after 10 a.m. on Monday. Ruth Marie Leskowich, age 93, of Sebewing, went to be with her Lord on Thursday, September 29th. Ruth is preceded in death by two brothers, William and Marvin Armbruster, one sister, Alberta Armbruster, and one son-in-law, Michael Main. Visitation will be Sunday, October 2nd from 3 to 8 p.m. at Yingle and Mellendorf Funeral Home in Sebewing. The funeral service will be Monday, October 3rd at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Sebewing. Visitation will begin at the church at 10 a.m. until the time of service at 11. For the latest Thumb area news anytime, go to thumbnet.com.
Here's the forecast for agricultural interests through the night. A couple of showers, not a lot of heavy rain. Maybe a quarter to a third of an inch or so. Temperatures near 40, and that's going to be hit or miss amounts. Not everybody seeing showers for much of the time. Winds are strong, though, northerly 15 to 25 miles an hour, and temperatures are going to be cool. We're likely going to be just above the frost threshold, but it's going to get close for Saturday night. Daytime high, even cool. 45 to 50, drying conditions stay poor, though the sun does start to break through. A very gusty wind will actually help drying a bit, but that cool temperature, not doing much. 45 to 50 is the high Saturday. Clear sky, mainly clear anyway Saturday night. A few clouds will be around, but temperatures fall to 34 to 39. Again, that means most of us not worried about frost, but a few of us well inland, sheltered areas could be down into frosty territory. Light northerly winds 5 to 15 miles an hour. Temperatures improve a bit Sunday, upper 50s. Drying conditions begin to improve as well as humidity falls to 55%. For WLEW Precision Weather Service, I'm meteorologist Phil Spivak.
Welcome back to Bad Axe here. We are about to get set. We are about 12 minutes away from kickoff. Ubley at Bad Axe tonight, taking on both teams, but also the elements.
The elements and also the chili cook-off by the financial institutions over here. And we have to tip our hats off to Signature Bank.
That's right.
Who brought us up some extra chili. We were down there during this sleet, storm, rain, whatever you call it out there. the ducks like it. But we were over there sampling each one's chili, and they were all great. But Signature Bank went an extra step and brought up another dish for us.
Indeed. Well, it's time to go by the numbers with Bayport State Bank. We have a North Star representative here trying to.
North Star?
They're trying to take us off air right now, in fact.
No.
But it's time to go buy the numbers with Bayport State Bank. For all your banking needs, make it Bayport State Bank. They're your full-service, locally-owned bank in Bayport, Pigeon, and Bad Axe. Let's take a look at the standings in the West. USA and Reese, both undefeated, still USA 4-0, Reese 3-0. But USA had a little bit of trouble against Bad Axe last week, almost lost to the Hatchets there.
Well, I think maybe they were looking past the Hatchets, or that the Bad Axe Hatchets are improved, like I think they have.
Absolutely. Then the rest of the West, we have Vassar at 2-1, Cassidy at 1-2, Lakers at 1-2, Bad Axe at 1-3, then Bay City All Saints at 0-4. In the East, we have Marlette and Harbor Beach, both undefeated, 3-0 Marlette, Harbor Beach 2-0, they're taking off tonight in Harbor Beach, taking on the elements as well. Then Ubley at 2-2, Brown City at 1-1, Sandusky 1-2, and Mayville 0-4.
So the game in the East there would be Marlette and Harbor Beach. And you got the rookie quarterback going against a veteran quarterback. And I'm going to go with the veteran quarterback, Kobe Lang from Marlette.
All right, well, it's time to take a quick break. We are 10 minutes away from kickoff here in Bad Axe, Ubley at Bad Axe tonight, taking on the weather and everything in between. You're tuned to WLEW.
Tell it through the rain and the stars that shine above.
When you need radiator, heater, or air conditioning work done on your vehicle, come to the experts that have been serving the area for over 100 years. Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning in Bad Axe. Kotick is the only radiator shop in the Thumb area. They service cars, trucks, semi-trucks, RVs, and all types of agricultural equipment. New and Recore radiators, heaters, charge air coolers, oil and transmission coolers, head gaskets, and gas tank repair. They even have a full-time mechanic performing all types of mechanical work. Get your vehicle's heating and cooling system checked before the long winter ahead.
Hi, I'm Gary Rachi. We offer fast turnaround and expert service. Get your vehicle fixed right the first time at Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning at the east end of Bad Axe. Call 269-7101.
Celebrate your September with Samsung. Thumb Cellular is giving you incredible savings throughout the month of September on Samsung's hottest new phones. Right now, you can get the Samsung Adorn flip phone for free at Thumb Cellular. Also this month, you can get the Samsung Gem Android smartphone for free, featuring access to the Android marketplace and swipe texting. While you're at Thumb Cellular, check out the Samsung Galaxy Android smartphone featuring the Android 2.2 operating system. Access to the Android marketplace with thousands of free apps, a 4-inch high-resolution touchscreen, and a 5-megapixel camera with flash for just $199. Terms of service apply. It's a Samsung September with great specials on all Samsung phones. So pick one up today at your nearest Thumb Cellular location in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, and Sandusky. Then you'll too know why Thumb Cellular truly is the talk of the Thumb.